Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grant. I'm joined today by Taylor Baxter. He's the Pontiac Parks and Recreation Director. Good morning.
Good morning, Cindy.
What is happening in the world of Pontiac Parks and Rec?
So much as usual.
Right?
Little demolition inside the rec center, though, if you stop by. I'm calling it our fitness theater.
Oh,
and
nice.
I've kind of mentioned it a little bit before, but we're completely renovating the racquetball room that was in there. It's 40 feet long by 20 feet wide and 20 foot high ceilings, and it was pretty empty there for a while. So using the most that we can get out of our facility, and we're changing that into the fitness theater. So what's going to be in there? People ask me all the time, what is this? So we are getting concert venue, lighting, sound, projection, and it's going to be the entire time that we're going to be open, there's going to be classes going on there through a projector onto the screen. So it's Les Mills Virtual, and six different types of classes ranging from it's body flow, which is like a yoga. There's a body pump, which we're going to have weights in there. It's really going to be a great chance for people of all abilities, time schedules, to go in there and work out. So we're really excited. And we're hoping for a January 15th start date. All the paint's done. We still got some wiring and the lights to do, but we're hoping for that January 15th start date.
There is pictures of the progress on your Facebook page. Your Facebook page is really popular. There's constant updates and pictures and programs. And how do you get to that? Just search for Pontiac Parks and Recreation on there?
Yep, and I'll take you right to it. Yeah,
very good.
But we try to update it all the time. Yeah.
So you've talked about this a couple times, and I'm sure people are really interested in registering. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, so there's another app. We talk about Our Town all the time, so this one's going to be separate. It's called MindBody, and it's a free app. If you're interested in taking the Les Mills virtual classes and you want to reserve your spot, you just download the MindBody app, and there's a ways to search for the Pontiac Parks and Recreation Center, and you can actually go in there. We're going to go in behind the scenes and add all of our classes every single day at what times, and you can go in there and reserve your spot. Now, there's going to be a maximum of 10 per class because that's as much as we can get it out of that room. So if you're really interested in getting your spot reserved, go to that MindBody app, and it's not officially done yet, so you got to wait till that 15th start date. But once we're going to have it open to the public, that app will be available for everybody.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So this, you're really keeping fingers crossed for January 15th. Mm-hmm. What else do you have going on this month?
Yeah, we got all sorts of stuff. I say it every time, but we're trying so hard to get new things inside of the rec center because we're more than just a fitness center. We're a whole parks and recreation and cultural arts department. So we're trying to push towards that cultural arts side that we haven't really gotten before. So if there's anybody out there that's listening that is a painter or an art teacher who likes to do arts and crafts, it doesn't have to just be for kids. If there's, I could see us in our back classrooms having paintings for adults, for seniors, for families. I mean, all sorts of stuff. I mean, the possibilities are endless with this. So if there's anybody out there listening, I want to come talk to you, or you come talk to me. I'm at 900 North Elm at the Rec Center, and we would love to try to push into that side. As far as other things that are going on this month, next Sunday, we are the AIR, the Adaptive and Inclusive Recreation, the 66ers, that's our name, our basketball team name. We are going to districts down at Illinois Westland, and we're playing to see if we're going to make it to the state competition. So we're really looking forward to that, too.
And I'm going to have Heather Christensen in next week to give a lot of details about what the AIR program is doing, what they are going to do, what they have been doing. So it'll be exciting to hear from her, too.
Yeah, absolutely. She's great.
Absolutely. Cool. Anything else?
Daddy-daughter time. It's that time of the year again. You can go to our Facebook page. It's all over. It's going to be on the Pontiac.org website, but it's going to be February 3rd, starting at 6:30. That's when the dinner is going to start, and we're going to have, obviously, the DJ again, and we're trying to break our record number from last year. So each year, it keeps getting more and more popular. It's going to be photo booths, all sorts of stuff. It's great fun. The theme this year is Sock Hop, so you can go back, and if you don't know what that is, go and Google it, but it's going to be a great theme. We're really looking forward to that. So sign-ups are already underway. So if you want to sign up over the phone, you can call the Rec Center, 815-844-6818, or like we always talk about on our Facebook page, or visit us on Pontiac.org.
I just saw on that Facebook page that you keep talking about another new event. This is geared toward junior high students, right?
Yeah, the Junior High Winter Beach Bonanza.
They're going to need it in this cold weather, right?
Oh my gosh, it's so cold. It's crazy.
So tell us more about that.
So this is a brand new event that we're doing. Our recreation supervisor, Greg Faluna, came up with this great idea. It's really just a chance for the junior high students coming to the rec center. It's not technically a lock-in because they're not staying the night, but it's going to be available to these students after hours when we're closed. So they'll be the only ones inside the rec center. It's from 6 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. There's going to be food, games, really just a great time to get out. We're going to have the pool open. There's going to be different types of sports inside the rec center that we're going to be playing games. So we're really excited about this one. And as always, you can register by either stopping at the rec center or just calling us and we'll be able to get you taken care of.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have we covered everything, you think?
I think so.
Very cool. We'll have you back soon anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
We've been speaking with Taylor Baxter. He's the director of the Pontiac Parks and Recreation District. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.